rather than just believing that we're the only intelligent life in the universe and arrogantly thinking we can do whatever we like to our planet, it's still going to be there. And I think the ET presence, if you like, is very concerned about what's happening to the planet and what we're doing to it. And I had one lady who told me that she'd been obsessed almost about caring for the planet right from 20 or 30 years ago and never really knew why. She came from an academic family, you know, all very highly intelligent. And she says, I'm the only one that's obsessed about the planet and taking care of it. And actually, it was through some work I did with her that she had an experience going to Darwin in Australia, where she'd seen some bright lights in the sky on the way with a couple of other ladies, and basically had no memory of what happened next except for being on the highway the next day. And she said, I want to know what happened that time. And when I took her into a light relaxation, she actually saw the lights and then saw three beings floating towards her, which took her onto a craft. And on the craft, there were over 100 people, and she said, we were being shown on a huge screen what we can't do to the planet because we are, you know, she said, it was catastrophes, floods, a huge amount of things that can happen to the planet unless we start taking care of it. And then she said to me, now I know why I'm so obsessed about looking after the planet and what we need to do to protect it. So there's a definite ecological message with all those that are taken up onto the craft.
Well, there you have it, huh? You have a strong message coming through about the nature of our planet, the spiritual hierarchy, and this alien agenda. Well, we'll have to leave it there for now, but do tune in next week, won't you? When we will be exploring these types of questions in great detail. If you want to contact the show for any reason, please feel free to do so. Our email address is theheadroom@excite.com. And I look forward to next week's show with you. I hope you'll tune in 2:30 to 4:30 London time. And of course, worldwide on the internet at resonancefm.com. Thank you to all. We'll see you again next week.
Listening to Resonance 104.4 FM. My name is Johnny Trunk. This is OST, the original soundtrack show, here with you for the next 2 hours. And today we have a special guest in the shape of almost a regular Ed.
How you doing, Ed? This is Ed from Blaxploitation.com. I hope you're all doing all right.
Today, however, we are not playing any Blaxploitation music. Today, we've decided to do sevens.
sevens, Euro sevens, all sorts of sevens, really.
And EPs.
And EPs.
But obviously of a filmic nature.
And preferably a little bit obscure, hopefully not compiled, so there's something new for everybody.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to this, Ed. I've got a small box chock full of joy. Anyway, the first track I'm going to play is almost a dedication, actually. I better dedicate this to Mike, who may well be listening in the West, in Middlesex. The only reason this is dedicated to him is because I actually bought this 7-inch off him during the week. And it's a curious little thing. It's actually called Spanish Armada, but it used to be the little theme that was played at the cinema when you were all in the darkness, and it was before the Pearl and Dean theme was played. Anyway, it sounds a little bit like The Shadows, but in the words of Mike, it's a little bit spooky. was a loud and brash start to the show, if ever there was one. Better tell everybody what we've been listening to. First of all, we had Les Reed's Spanish Armada, which is a track from the TV soundtrack People in London. And as Mike, who kindly sold me the record this week, told me, this was the track that was used at the cinema before Pearl and Dean, you know, as in the ba 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 MacArthur Park track. Okay, so hope you enjoyed that one. After that, we had something I've never heard of. You better explain it, Ed. I wouldn't even know how to say that. Cries?
Cries, yes. TV series from France. Session guitarist and jazz player Pierre Cavalli on that one. Only a quite obscure little 45, but it's a nice two-tracker. We've got the kind of psyche thing with a little bit of flute, a little bit of guitar on the A-side, and then there's a slower sort of down-tempo thing on the flip that's also very nice, and I think we might play that later on.
Can't wait, Ed. After that, we had Johnny Shakespeare, Quincy Jones, another one I bought from Mike, Fade Out, which is the B-side of this BEA, British European Airways theme, and
which
Fade Out's actually,
yeah,
it's good, isn't it? But the Fade Out's a Stanley Baker film, which I actually looked up on the internet, and I couldn't find any reference to it whatsoever. So it might have been a Stanley Baker film that either was sent abroad under a new name, or just never did anything, just disappeared and didn't even come out, because they do, I suppose, it happened like that a bit, didn't
and
it?
We should mention the cover on that one, which is a particularly attractive sort of montage, isn't it? It's great, you would pick it out straight away, and it's got this huge plane on the front and then a girl in a bikini.
Yeah, I like that sort of bikini, actually, Ed. Anyway, back to the music. Then we had a bit of Michel Legrand, which I, if I'm to be honest, and I normally am on the show, I've not heard that one before.
Well, this one's a bit of an undiscovered one. I think the French guys like it a lot. It's called Paris Underground, and it's from a film called Gang des Otages. And I think this one was recorded at the same time as the more famous Homme et Mort sessions.
Which because is the one everybody wants.
Yeah. I think if you have a listen to both of those tracks, very similar instrumentation, the whole kind of feel is very, very similar. So it
same
must be done around the same time.
Yeah, exactly. No, I can't enjoy that. It's a bit slightly stranger, isn't it? It's a bit more progressive.
Yeah, it's got that nice shuffle feel to it, which you don't get on too many of these sort of records, which is good.
Now, I thought we'd do some songs now. So we might have a bit of a song session, otherwise it's just going to be instrumental, and we know there are listeners out there who do appreciate a good song every now and again. So let's have a bit of Millicent Martin.
The best, you know what it takes. Go for nothing but the best, you'll get the breaks. Who said it gold mine was easy to find? When you find that gold mine, put up a sign, this gold is the best, don't stick to the rules. You want nothing but the best, rules are for fools. It's tough at the top, rough and tough at the top. So stop, stop at nothing but the best, and you'll find one day you'll have nothing but the best, you'll get your way. Never mind which girl you take to your heart. When you find that rich girl, put up a sign, this girl is mine. You want nothing but the best, you know what it takes. Stop at nothing but the best. Nothing but the best. Nothing but the best.
Les lunes noires dardent leurs fatales rayons sur les douzièmes maisons et condamnent à l'amour secret, à l'amour volé. Mais le milieu de ton ciel est le septième du nom et ta part de fortune s'unit à la mienne dans la maison 5 des amours. Tu es nué pour moi et je t'attends dans la timide année-lumière de ta prison terrienne. L'espace attend.
Sans retour. rues et ruelles, chambres livides, portes et portes, des mouches mortes, des bouteilles vides, vides toujours.
Voici la balade de Polly Mugu.
Les orgues, elles jouent pour toi. Il il est terrible, cette terre-là. J'espère que tu aimes, c'est assez beau, non? C'est le requiem pour un con. Ouais, je l'ai composé spécialement pour toi, à ta mémoire de scélérat. C'est un joli thème, tu ne trouves pas, non? Semblable à toi-même, pauvre con. Voici les orgues qui remettent ça. Faut que t'apprennes par cœur cette terre-là. Que tu n'aies pas même une hésitation sur le requiem pour un con. Quoi, tu me regardes, tu n'apprécies pas. Mais qu'est-ce qu'il y a là-dedans qui te plaît pas? Pour moi c'est idem, que ça te plaise ou non, je te le rejoue quand même, pauvre con. Écoute les orgues, elles jouent pour toi. Il est terrible, cette terre-là. J'espère que tu aimes, c'est assez beau, non? C'est le requiem pour un con. Ouais, je l'ai composé spécialement pour toi, à ta mémoire de scélérat. Sur ta figure blême, au mur des prisons, j'inscrirai moi-même, pauvre con.
Porque no militiano, porque no militiano.
been away for some while, but we're back now. Better refresh our minds as to what we've just played. We tried to actually just stick with some vocal 7-inch soundtrack recordings then. I think we failed on a couple of points there, because a couple were instrumental, like that last one, A Night with Norris, whoever he is. Before that we heard a brief bit of hot chocolate advertising from Cliff Adams. Before that we had Deep Throat Part 2 on Brian Records.
It was on Brian. That was the 45 mix. A little bit different from the LP.
Have you ever discovered who Brian is? Because I never have.
I did a little bit of digging, and what I found was quite scary, so I stopped.
Okay. Yeah, it's quite a scary label, isn't it?
It's quite a scary label, and allegedly run by some quite scary people, so let's leave it at that.
Okay. We should never have asked. Before that, we had that odd Grecian tune from Death in Madrid.
Yes, that's very, very spooky.
Yeah, I'll try and pronounce this guy's
name. I'm quite disturbed by that.
I better read the name out. Gustavo Pitaluga.
And that's on Philips.
On Philips.
Greece. Yes. Philips Greece.
And before that, La Pasha, of course, Gainsbourg, you should know that. But that was from the 7. Before that we had Michel Legrand's Ballade de Polly Magoo from the Polly Magoo EP.
Which has a fantastic fold-out cover.
Yeah, it's,
this is one of those records that you simply never see, and people say, oh, have you seen it? It's a fantastic cover. And then when you actually hold it and do this big fold-out business, you actually realise how well-constructed it is. It's a beautiful thing.
Pop up William Klein's sleeve. Quite beautiful, actually. I have to say, the music is rubbish apart from that track, but it's worth having just as a... It belongs to it by a frame, really.
That's on AZ, is it?
That's right. As was the tune we heard before that, which is La Leçon Particulière. Michel Legrand. Okay, France is Lie that time, isn't it?
That was off the 45, not the Japanese LP, which you've got.
And before that, The Stranger by Rumold, which is another French EP. We actually played two tracks from that. And before that, a bit of François de Roubaix. You better explain that one.
Yeah, Astral Mon Votre. This is one of his last recordings. And it's really quite an obscure one. It's from a television series. Elizabeth Tessier did the vocals on that one. It seems to be some sort of astrology thing, and I think it was tied into a novel or a book that came out at the time, but it's really quite sinister.
We were singing along it. What, can you get it out again?
Yeah.
The record, Ed, that is.
And,
it's ridiculous. The lyrics are bonkers.
The lyrics are on the back of the sleeve. So we were singing along, and after you...
In the vanishing light, in the still of the night, I'll take you and I'll burn you.
You never knew that was...
What a lovely lady. And before that we had Nothing But the Best, 7-inch from Millicent Martin. That's a Ron Grainer orchestration from the film of the same name. It's worth getting the 7-inch on in that particular case, because the album has the theme tune, which is that, but in a different tempo, and it's not quite as beautiful. That's a boring thing to say, isn't it? But I mean, someone might be out there actually considering going out and trying to find these things, so I may as well give them as much information as possible. Now, normally we do have a competition, and today is a fairly normal day, so we will be having a competition. I've actually got some unreleased Morricone CD to issue, or not to issue, to donate to the cause. I'll play a little bit from it later on, but it's not out yet, and it is quite beautiful. So in about 10 minutes, if you get your pens and paper ready, we'll have a stupidly daft question, and you could win a free unreleased Morricone recording. And anyway,
we're very lucky. We might even have a second competition, I believe.
Well, you said you bought something.
I've got the Last Rebel CD.
Oh, Deep Purple.
So, yeah, this was Ashton Gardner and Dyke. We played a couple of tracks on one of the previous shows, and it's really very, very nice. A load of unreleased material on here. So we'll have a bit of a think about a question, and then we'll get back to you later.
Yeah. What are we going to do? Are we playing a bit of jazz? We're still sticking with the 7-inch and EP filmic recordings. So this is one from Repulsion, the Tony Tenser produced monster that was Polanski's, I suppose you'd call it his breakthrough film, wouldn't you? Most of it shot in Hammersmith. Thank you. Okay, I better explain to people what we've been listening to in the last, oh dear, 20 minutes or so. Basically, we've been listening to The New Interns, British 7-inch B-side from the film The New Interns. Before that, we had Cha-Cha-Cha, Juju, by the sounds of it. Gainsbourg, yep. Gainsbourg oddity, yep. From a film called
Loup dans la Bergerie.
That's what I thought. Before that, we had the jazz theme from Play Dirty, which is a Michel Legrand.
It is Michel Legrand. That was from a Michael Caine war movie.
That's right.
And that's on United Artists.
It's a jazz theme. I like war movies that have jazz themes.
It's quite different and not what you expect, really.
And British only issue, I think, on Seven. We had The Witches, which is one of those omnibus kind of films. Music by Piero Piccioni. It's got Clint Eastwood in it, of all things.
And it sounded like John Bonham on drums there.
Well, that's what you thought, anyway.
Yes.
A track called Nature Walkabout from the film of the same name. And we started off that little session with a bit of Chico Hamilton from the film Repulsion, which is a tricky little original LP to find, because it was only, for some reason, it was only issued in Italy. But that's a 7-inch that came out, which I think is a sort of re-edited of the actual theme, which is quite easy to find.
Yeah,
I think it's
an HMP UK release, isn't
it? Yeah, I can't remember what label it's on.
I think it's RCA, isn't it?
No, it's not. Oh, no. Anyway, Penns and Marley, we argue over that ludicrous bit of information, we better get on with today's first competition, which is to win a new CD. This is a promotional only issue, issued by BMG, so it is legitimate and done by a big company at last. They've obviously appreciated the fact they own a lot of Ennio Morricone work and have decided to put some out at last. So there's two unreleased scores, actually. You have Jonte di Rispetto, which I think has the other title of The Man with a Flower in His Mouth. I kid you not. Seven tracks from that, again, a completely unreleased score, never been released on any format, so this is the first release of it. It is absolutely beautiful, because I had to review it this week and listen to it quite a lot. And on the same CD are five tracks from the film Spasmo, which actually translates as Spasm, which is one of those slightly psychedelic Italian movies from about 1971 or 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or something. Anyway, I've got the original 7 that comes from. I'm just about to play it.
Which is really quite a disturbing cover, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. For those of you listening in black and white, the cover is a sort of mannequin with a head sort of pierced and a hand coming out through the skull.
It's really odd.
Odd, isn't it?
Mm.
But, I mean, it sort of sums up the film, I suppose. Anyway, so I'll play that for you in a second, but to win this magnificent and unreleased prize of beautiful music, trust me, it is beautiful, the question is, what country, oh no, I better give you the number first, 0207-836-3664, that's 0207-836-3664, and all you have to do is phone up now and tell us, what country does Ennio Morricone come from? If you can't answer that, just phone up and tell us anything about Ennio Morricone. Doesn't matter what. How obscure, doesn't matter. Just phone up and have a chat with us, and you can win. Anyway, I better put Spasm on, I suppose, didn't I?
Lord Oz has spoken.
Thank you.
okay, I think I'll interrupt Mr. Charles Wilp there and just tell you all that Ed's lost one of the record centres and has just run around the studio chasing after it as it
rolled
away. Okay, what have we just listened to? Obviously, Charles Wilp, that's an advert for a Coke. Before that, we had Daughters of Darkness, Francois de Roubaix, which is the one all the Americans seem to be getting terribly excited about at the moment. You can probably hear why if you're into that kind of sound, certainly the last half when the drums come in. Before that, we had the percussion madness that is the New Interns. Before that, Matilda, Vladimir Kozma, which is surprisingly groovy and quite an oddity, really, isn't it? It just doesn't turn up anywhere.
That's it. You just don't see it.
You just don't see it. Unless you're here in this studio, where it does appear from time to time. Before that, we had the Italian version. I think the film After the Fox, which is that Peter Sellers kind of bikini-clad caper movie, was scored by Burt Bacharach for the UK and America, and in Italy I think it was rescored by Piero Piccioni, and that's the rescore.
And he did a better job, frankly.
He did, didn't he?
That's really hard.
Before that, we had the Zardos EP, which is what Ed has brought in by the, I think they're German, aren't they? Zebra.
I think it was kind of a supergroup, wasn't it? They were members of Soft Machine.
International
supergroup. Rather good jazz players and rock players. It's kind of a mixed bag, but very, very nice.
And that's Zebra by it with two Z's.
That's Zebra.
Zebra. We actually played that in the science fiction show, but we won't tell Ed that. Before that, we had Spasmo, and before that, we had the Ennio Morricone, and that was what the competition was about, which has been won. And we were flooded with calls, I will say. It's quite shocking. So there are people not shopping today and tuning in. Okay, we actually have another prize, which Ed has brought in.
We have to say,
do you want to explain it?
This is the reissue of The Last Rebel, which has recently come out through Purple Records.
First CD issue ever, if you don't mind me saying.
Not only that, it has over 30 minutes of unissued material, some really good alternate versions, unreleased tracks, outtakes and studio tracks on here. So it's almost 80 minutes of music. It's a great reissue with about a 12-page booklet that goes with it, so there's lots of information about the release.
It's a good piece.
It's really, really well done. You can tell they're real enthusiasts. Anyway, we have a question which I'm going to leave to Johnny to tell you.
Are you?
Yes.
I haven't got a question.
Well, I've got a question for you. Here's our question. The question is, can you name any Deep Purple track? And if you can give us a ring on 0207...
836-3664.
Tell us the name of any Deep Purple track. You stand a damn good chance of winning the Last Rebel CD reissue.
Which is very good. Very, very good.
It's highly recommended.
It's a funny western, isn't it? It's like a funk western.
Yeah, there's sort of classical things. Yes, it's really nice. And the music was with the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic, so you get some very, very strange juxtapositions of lots of different styles.
The Liverpool Philharmonic.
It was.
Great!
Exactly. And that number again? 0207
836-3664. What are we going to listen to? Okay.
Oh, yes, this one's
is
a goodie.
Yeah, this is the B-side, isn't it? Match of the day.
Yes.
Fancy that. are listening to Resonance 104.4 FM. My name is Johnny Trunk. This is OST, the only original soundtrack show on your radio here every Saturday, 4:30 till 6:30. Today it's a 7-inch extravaganza of EPs and 45 RPM soundtrack recordings with special guest today, Ed Blaxploitation. You can say hello again.
Hello again.
We better carry on. Incidentally, both competitions have been furiously competitive today.
The phones were hot.
The phones were red hot. Well, green hot.
Yeah. We have one clear one and one green one, and they're both buzzing.
So the trouble is that I've got to find more prizes, but I will find them, so thank you very much for all those winners. I should really read out the names, but the chaos that is the studio here makes it very hard for me to remember who's actually phoned in. Oh, Scott's won. Mark Edmonds. Oh, sorry, Mark Edwards has won. And then two other people. One gentleman who's coming in, but he hasn't come in yet, so if he doesn't hurry up, he's going to lose his prize. Anyway, we'd better carry on. Only 20 minutes to go, which gives us enough time to squeeze in.
We've got a few choice cuts, haven't we, still to go. So
you wanted to do some...
Well, I just wanted to say, I wanted to say the last track, that was specifically for Joff, Mandy and the Manchester Crew, and also the girl from Paris.
Are they going to be listening?
They will be.
What, on their computers?
They're going to be listening because they're in London and they've got one of those little FM radios.
They've got a radio. Anyway, we better carry on. This is another fairly obscure Italian filmic seven. This is the B-side, Step by Step, to a film called The Policewoman. Not The Policewoman as in Angie Dickinson, but an Italian version of it.
Thank you. I need you.
Who? Me? What now? Great.
No. Later, darling. Not you. Mike, the microphone. This one.
Oh. Why?
Well, how else could we make this record?
Yeah, but not all that many people need microphones.
That's where you're wrong. Think of all the tape recorder enthusiasts for a start. An improved microphone can give a tape much better quality.
Yes, well.
Then think of the publican.
I prefer the barmaid.
You know what amateur talent nights do to bar takings. Fantastic. And the basic requirement is simply a microphone.
Yes, well.
Bingo!
What do you mean we're not doing anything?
They use microphones in bingo halls, don't they?
Yes, well.
Then there are all the drama and opera groups, church halls, lecture rooms, schools, commercial companies.
Is that all?
No. Everywhere sound needs to be amplified. There's an enormous market for really good microphones.
Well, yes. You've made your point. Now, what about me?
Parfumez-vous à l'érotine. Une silhouette onduleuse, leuseleuse, leuseleuse, leuse, leuse. Elle a cambrure qui en dit long, qui en dit long, qui en dit long, 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 long. Soyez la femme, femme frileuse, leuseleuse, leuseleuse, leuse, 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 leuse. Fragile aux cheveux blonds, 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 blonds. Si vous pensez cacher le bien, prenez un air évaporé, feignez de ne comprendre rien, éclairez-vous d'un sourire niais, 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 niais. Femme, 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 féminine, féline, femme, 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 féminine, féline, parfumez-vous à l'érotine.
Hello. Thanks for switching me on. You're now hearing a record played on a discotron. Easy, isn't it? There's not another portable record player in the whole world like this. Lift me up. Go on, don't be shy. There you are. Needle still snugly in the groove. Fantastic, isn't it? Certainly makes all other record players seem awkward and out of date. Here's something. You can tip me upside down if you like. Yes, upside down, in the air. I dare you, go on. There. Not even a quaver in the voice. Just wait till your friends see you doing this. They won't believe their eyes or their ears. You can put me down again now if you finish with me. Thank you so much. You know how complicated it is to put a record on the ordinary record player. Well, it's not like that with the discotron. You just pop it in and press the button. Then the magic takes over. You just sit back and enjoy the record. No more fumbling with sensitive pickup arms. No more damaging precious records with needle scratch. That's impossible with the discotron. And with the discotron, you are not tied down. You can take it and play it anywhere. Indoors, out of doors, in a car, boat, aeroplane. You wait till James Bond hears about this little beauty.
To the land of wheat and honey where sugar plums grow on trees. The sky is bright, the children bonny and so full of energy.
Sugar puffs are so crisp and good. That's why the kiddies all love them.
For in the land of wheat and honey there's sugar puffs energy. Sugar puffs.
Show me them,
Ellie poopy,
Ellie poopy. dimpa-dampa-dimpa-dim.
Okay, the last track there was from the little 1960 EP, The Criminal, Johnny Dankworth, Dudley Moore on piano, but he wasn't playing piano on that track. So that was interesting. before that, we sort of went a bit crazy, didn't we?
Yeah.
I can't actually remember what we have played, although from what I've written down, Echo Leg, then a track called Farmer from Engelschen, which looks like a slightly kinky German movie. Jack Lussier supplying all the information there. A strange pie advertising seventh, which I thought was Nicholas Parsons.
Yeah, we had two there. We had a Birmingham portable record player.
That's Nicholas Parsons.
And then prior to that, we had the Pi Business Communications, obviously trying to sell microphones.
That's right. And then we had a little Sugar Puffs.
And we do like that.
Which is another curious little EP. Before that, we had a cover of Ascension to Virginity, which is by...
Is that by Chaps?
That is by the Chaps. It's a French cover version of a track from Candy.
Yeah, the Dave Grusin.
And before that, that's one of yours, and I can't read it. Les Saintes Cherie.
That's a very obscure. Jean Lecquier and George Feeling. It's
I know George
TV's.
He was around the other night.
That's on Riviera, out of France. Very obscure little thing. quite
good
nice, though.
Very good, though. And yeah. Before that, we introduced that little session with that Gasolini 7 from The Policewoman. Before that, we better explain, before we were having a chat, there were three tracks we played and didn't explain them. One was Doucement les Basses.
Doucement les Basses, yes.
By Claude Bolling.
Yeah, thanks to Teddy Rosso for that one, and also Josh.
Then Guy Pedersen. Celeste.
Is
that,
yeah,
a TV or a film?
I think that's a TV one. Oh.
Yeah, it's good. Very good. I like that. And then the B-side of Match of the Day by Mike Vickers, which is...
That's quite obscure, isn't it?
It's a grower, that one, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and it's one of those things that never seemed to have turned up on an LP, did it?
No. It starts turning up all over the place. Well, it seems to be now. There's a lot of people I know talking about that record. I think it's groovy.
It's
I really like it.
Nice.
And it hasn't been turned into a hip-hop record yet, but I'm sure that it's almost
there's
imminent.
There's a big loop on the front of that.
Anyway, Hanley Fraser's not arrived yet, so before he does...
Any minute?
We both voted on this as the last record, because it's our favourite.
It's the most... Anyway. No, it's definitely. It's our favourite vocal soundtrack thing.
Right. Tis beautiful. Theme to The Swimming Pool. Michel Legrand, Sally Stevens, the ultimate American cinematic voice, if you ask me.
This is just stunning.
But who's asking me, eh? Mm. And Ed, it's been a pleasure as always. Great fun, quite racy, if you don't mind me saying, towards the end there.
Well, yeah, we had a bit of fun there. Thanks, thanks to Johnny Trunk and Resonance 104.4 FM.
Don't forget, you can contact Ed or at blaxploitation.com and follow the links to.
That's right.
Big Cheese.
Yep.
And
also yourself on trunkrecords.com.
Oh, your name goes there anyway. Anyway, if you want to hear or speak to the show, go to the Resonance FM website and follow the links to from OST. And, oh, you know what to do. Anyway, here's Sally Stevens. Thanks for listening. Same time next week.
See you later.
Look forward to it.
When you're just out walking and you pass little signs that say keep off the grass, did you ever stop and ask yourself why? Pretty playgrounds children used to know, little squares where lovers love to go, disappear so parking lots can grow. Children are prohibited. Why? Ask yourself why? And when you think about it, bullets fly like popcorn on the screen. Recommended wholesome, nice and clean. Making love's the thing that can't be seen. Let your hair down just an inch or two. Let your skin be red or green or blue. They invent a special name for you.
dear makers of the Harmony Fraser Show, I am writing in on behalf of a group of concerned listeners.